It's continuing coverage of Dyke New Hartford girls basketball with head coach Matt Dove. Wolverines fall on the road to Appleton Parkersburg 62-28. And, coach, as we were just talking here a little bit ago, a slow start for you guys. Looked like kind of did you guys in, and unfortunately for you guys, not quite able to recover here down the stretch.
Yeah, first off, hats off to Brady Driscoll, their coach, staff, that team. They were phenomenal tonight. They did not do a lot of things poorly, that's for sure. But, yeah, for us, just, you know, for whatever reason, it's kind of been the trend this year. We just were a little slow out of the gates. Generally, once we get things going, we look pretty good. But then, you know, a lot of times at that point, we've dug ourselves too deep of a hole, and you gotta have a lot of things go right at that point to get back in it, John. So, you know, we made some adjustments there in the first half, and the girls, I thought, executed them pretty well. We were doing some things really well. Just didn't make enough shots in the first half to make it a little more interesting than it was. And then, yeah, I mean, AP coming out in the second half was that's tough. I mean, we talked about how tough our league is. I mean, they're as good as anyone in our league when they play like that. That's for sure. So tough night for us, but we'll try to learn and move on.
One of the adjustments, you tried to get Riley Reichs the ball a whole lot more often. She ends up going 2 for 8, but she's seems like she's one of those girls that, you know, maybe comes in off the bench. Might be one of those players that can definitely provide a boost for you guys as they kind of go down the stretch of the season here, right? What have you seen from her game that kind of gives you the confidence to go to her in some of those situations?
Yeah, you know, I think with Riley, it's just about just getting more and more experience, more and more confidence. You know, we took a timeout, and Coach Mitzi Peterson just kind of pointed out to her, hey, you know, maybe we need to try posting you up here a little bit more, and we did. And then we started getting good looks, and that's kind of what we talked about there in the first half. You know, we did some good things, especially in that second quarter, to try and get back in the ball game, but just didn't quite do enough of them. But, yeah, with Riley, it's just, you know, she is obviously gaining more and more experience as she plays, but Riley wants to learn. When she comes to practice, she's engaged, she's asking questions and stuff like that. So, for just a sophomore, we're really excited for Riley Reichs, and hoping we can keep continuing to build as we move forward.
And when it comes to, you know, taking a loss like this and growing from this, right, what does that kind of look like for a team that's still developing? What are going to be some of the biggest, you know, learning experiences, biggest coaching points from this one, you think, as you go forward?
I said in the locker room, I mean, you know, obviously there's some things from my perspective standing on the bench that I think we can improve on and do better. But, you know, it ultimately, John, it's really hard to say until you look at the tape and kind of see the whole floor and see maybe a little bit better what the players are seeing. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we do in games, a lot of mistakes we make that are self-inflicted. And we just need to figure out a way to clean those up. Now, again, credit to AP for what they were doing tonight. They were obviously making things very hard on us tonight. And, you know, they did a lot of things really well to kind of push the issue in regards to that. But, you know, for us, it's just got to go back and look at the tape, figure out what those coaching points are, and then how we can move forward. And we've been pretty clear with the girls all year. Like, this is a long marathon. We're not going to base anything off of one night. We're always going to look for opportunities, win or lose. We're going to look for opportunities to improve and learn. And tonight was just got our butt kicked a little bit, and now we just got to look for those opportunities to learn and move on.
And when it comes to Friday night, another short road trip, ranked team here in Class 2A, Hudson ranked number 10 as of right now. So another short trip just in the opposite direction for you guys, right? But what's the outlook here for Friday night with another tough opponent on the road?
Yeah, tough opponent. Sounds like, I mean, talking with Brady afterwards, sounds like they had a close one with Denver over there tonight. But, you know, obviously girls with a lot of experience over there at Hudson. Going to play super hard, super physical with us. So, you know, as well as watching our own tape and evaluating ourselves, we'll have to dive into the tape and get prepared for them. But obviously the Willing girl is a very good player, very good shooter. The Rhodes girls feels like she's been playing forever, always kind of has given us problems, and they've got two really solid sophomores and a couple other really nice role players. So, you know, we can't hang our heads on this one too long because the NICL Central really doesn't wait for anybody, so we've got to get over this one quick and get ready for Friday.
All right, well, we'll catch you on the coach's corner here this weekend, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here right now?
No, I don't think so, John. I'm just, you know, proud of the kids for hanging in there tonight, making the best of a bad situation for us, but, you know, kept playing hard, kept trying to do what we wanted to do, so, again, we'll just move on.
All right, D&H girls basketball coach Matt Dove, thank you for the time here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, John.